Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant.
And joining me right now on the HRNP guest line is a man who went to the U. Played center in the NFL for 10 years for the Broncos and Texans. Went to two Pro Bowls as part of the best Texans offensive line in team history back in 2011, again in 2012. The one and only Chris Myers. Chris, what's up, buddy?
How you doing, bud? Long time no talk.
It's been way too long. How is the Jersey Shore? Have you fully embraced being Pauly D?
The Pauly D aspect, I can't take full credit for. I can't grow that kind of hair out. But the enjoyment of the Jersey Shore is full tilt. Yeah, I'm an adopted Jersey Shorean as well as Philadelphia in the past 6-7 years. But yeah, we've been loving it, man, since we've been moved back up here around family.
We might have to talk about the Super Bowl then in a little bit if all of a sudden you've jumped on the Philadelphia Eagles bandwagon. We have too, because we like Jalen Hurts, and also we're just depressed by what largely has been a rough couple of years here when it comes to Houston Texans football. But last week was awesome, Chris, and I wish you had been there to see it when DeMeco Ryans was introduced as the next head coach of the Houston Texans. As a guy who used to play with him, to see someone who was a really good player not that long ago, at age 39, become a head coach, what does that mean to you as a guy who played the game? Because it's an incredible jump for a guy who not only was successful, but successful specifically here in Houston as a player.
Yeah, it's got to be. I'm very envious of the city of Houston right now in regards to just the energy that's been floating around over the past week or so. You know, I was coincidentally down there a couple weekends ago for a little retirement dinner for JJ, and the energy was a buzz already. And you know, kind of from a former teammate of his and a guy that used to bang heads a lot, him middle linebacker, me at center. One, just the overall respect you have as a teammate of his over the years. His nickname was Cap for a reason. I'm sure that's all the media down there, because he was hands down the captain of the team the entire time he was down there. He kind of took on that role and did it very, very well. He garnered the respect of all the veterans on the team, and as well as took a lot of the young guys under his wing. And to see this kind of come to fruition the way it did and how fast it all came together, to your point, him being only 39, only being at D.C. for a couple of years, it just worked out perfect for the Houston Texans. And as an alumni, we're all so stoked about it and so excited. I was pissed I couldn't be down there for his press conference. But it just speaks volumes, because he was one of the lead candidates for a lot of the teams that were up for coaching candidates. I'm just so happy for DeMeco and his family, for the entire organization right now to kind of start afresh and kind of get this thing going the right direction.
When you were at that retirement dinner with J.J. Watt and all those other ex-players, did you guys have a feeling that this actually was going to happen? Because I know at that point here, for us who aren't in the know, we were all basically just praying that something good was going to happen over the next couple of days, couple of weeks. I think for the most part, there was a bit of doom and gloom in the air that, well, they're not going to get the guy that they want. But did you guys discuss that maybe Ryans was going to be the guy?
Yeah, I mean, there's always like loose talk about that. And you kind of have some rumblings. And I think I could speak for the way a lot of the Texans fans felt, too. It's almost too good to be true that would actually come to fruition. And as a former teammate and friend of DeMeco, you're like, you know how the business side works. And, you know, sometimes those kind of things that seem like it would be a perfect fit just don't fall into place. And, you know, you kind of get the second best guy or third best candidate because the way the interview process works. But this one ended up just happening perfect. And, you know, give it up to Cal and Hannah for handling this the way they did and getting this right from the very beginning. And I'm hoping he can get the keys to the entire organization and steer the thing in the right way. You know, I know there's all the different, you know, coaching vacancies and that getting put into place right now. But, yeah, I think it's just perfect timing. I think it's an avenue for a lot of the alumni to kind of get back involved and add a jolt of excitement into this organization that hasn't been there for a long time.
Two-time Pro Bowler Chris Myers with us on the HRNP listener line, Paul Galancho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. You mentioned banging heads with D'Amico Ryans in practice, and back then you guys actually got to hit during practice. Is there a specific moment that you remember engaging with him in a block? Because you're in the middle of the offensive line, he's in the middle of the defense.
Not one specific play, per se, because we had a lot of them. Just an overall, remembrance of his ability to be able to kind of foresee plays before they were happening. Like, a guy like a Cushing had that ability as well. Like, Brian just had the physical ability to be able to overpower anyone that he was going up against on the second level. And D'Amico had that as well, but his innate way to be able to kind of, like, see things. It was a chess match. He was kind of the one going back and forth. We audible plays, and he was audible in defense. That's what you kind of saw in him. And to kind of fast forward it, you kind of see why he was such a great defensive coordinator and why I think he'll have so much success at the next level of being a head coach. He has this innate ability to lead men and want the men under him to want to follow him. He has this ability to just lead guys and have success doing it, and they want to be able to follow him. They look to follow D'Amico. I think that's why he was such a huge candidate for head coaching job in the NFL. I think that's why he's going to have a lot of success.
I'm glad you mentioned Brian Cushing, and I think it's pretty clear from the press conference that D'Amico gave that when there was an interview taking place with Cal McNair and Nick Casario, that he was talking about a lot of the guys that over the years he has coached up or taught up, not just Fred Warner, a great middle linebacker with the San Francisco 49ers, but Brian Cushing, who you mentioned. He also mentioned Jordan Hicks from his time in Philadelphia. It doesn't seem like that is a thing that happens that often in the league, where a player who was drafted in the second round has a guy drafted behind him, say Brian Cushing, in the first round, and you're looking over your shoulder. And I would imagine for some players, you're thinking to yourself, yeah, like, I want this guy to help me out when he's on the field. But on the other hand, there is an element of, like, do you want this person to eventually take your job, phase you out? And that seems like that never was something that had remotely crossed D'Amico Ryan's mind, just based off of what we heard. That's rare in the NFL, right, Chris? The willingness of an older player to go out of their way to help out a younger player, because I would assume it is in such a cutthroat industry.
I want to talk out of both ends of my mouth right now, because it is not a very, very rare thing, because one of the underlying kind of rules or traditions in the league is to pay it forward, and you're always kind of trying to be able to pay it forward, because when you are a young player, you're always looking to some veteran to model somewhat of what they do, whether that be, i.e., on the field, in the meeting rooms, in the training room, whatever it is. And I mean, like, getting treatments, early wake up time, staying later, watching film. You're always trying to model something after a veteran player. So to be that veteran player, it's kind of part of your deal that you have to be able to give it back a little bit. D'Amico, I don't ever think, worried about guys coming after his job, and a lot of the great, great players have this, is because their confidence level is always just so high. He's a very humble guy at the same breath, but his confidence level operates at a different level than a normal person. So when he was having all these other higher draft picks picked behind him in different years, he was able to kind of take them under his wing and steer the ship. One, because he knew it was better for the defense and the entire team if everyone's operating under the same manner. But two, he had such a level of confidence that it didn't matter what they did, because he was just going to keep being the same player he was all the time.
Chris Myers with us. We're talking about D'Amico Ryans. The Texans also have another important decision to make come draft time. And as a guy who's played on the offensive line, I'm curious as to what linemen like in a quarterback. I bring this up when I was in Seattle covering the Seahawks. I know that Russell Wilson made some offensive lineman's job a little bit more difficult with the way that he holds on to the football. And obviously he's able to make some great plays back there. The game's changed where now I do think you need to have a quarterback who has some ability to move, to scoot. But as an offensive lineman and a guy who's been a part of the offense, what specific traits are you looking for from the guy that you're snapping the ball to?
Yeah, I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, you're right. Today's day and age, you definitely probably need a quarterback that's able to kind of be light on his feet and being able to maneuver a little bit and run that RPO offense to a certain tick because, you know, even in a Kyle Shanahan's office over in San Francisco, they still run that every now and then. So having a mobile quarterback's huge. But I think just having a quarterback that is somewhat calm under pressure and doesn't deal with the highs and lows too much different. They could stay even keel. I think as an offensive lineman brings you a sense of confidence. To have a bravado quarterback, a hoo-hoo, rah-rah guy all the time, kind of isn't a par for the course in the NFL. But you want a guy that's going to be able to be there at the same emotional state on the sideline, whether they're down in the game or you're ahead in the game. Because that's just a huge position that takes on so much pressure and leadership. And I know the Texans are kind of in that bandwagon right now. You know, I'm living up here in Philly right now the past couple of years, a guy like Jalen Hurts. If you just watch any interviews for him, he's just got this demeanor about him that just draws people to him. And he never too high, never too low. You know, a Joe Burrow up in Cincinnati, kind of the same way, Joe Cool. I think more personalities like that getting into the NFL is kind of what a lot of teams are looking for. Now, they may be a dime a dozen to find some guys like that and based upon their performances in the field. But I think the Texans are kind of in a unique spot right now to be able to filter through all those and get the right guy.
Hopefully they get it right. It is a crapshoot. No matter what you know about these guys coming out, it is entirely up to chance. Some of these guys come into good situations and they don't work out. Otherwise, it goes the other goes the opposite direction. I'm being mealy-mouthed myself right here. Chris, I really appreciate your time today, man. Let's do this again. And really, I'm happy for you that you're in Philadelphia now and you get to watch this Eagles game. Are you going to go to an Eagles bar or anything like that? What's going on for the Super Bowl party?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy. You know, we still follow Texans heavily. My kids are all Texans, and we still follow Texans big time. But, you know, we moved up here in 16. They won it after the 17 season, and my wife's a Philadelphian. So we're kind of adopted Eagles fans, and my kids are as well. We're going to school up here. So to go to 2 in 5 years, 6 years is a blessing for the kids to be able to have that and cheer that on. So we're just going to have a little watch party here at the house with some friends and family. But, you know, I think there's something on the horizon here for the Texans, too. So that'd be great one day to be able to have a Texans-Eagles Super Bowl sometime here.
It would be great. Chris, appreciate your time, man. Let's do it again.
I appreciate it, Paul. Good talking to you, man.
That is Chris Myers, 2-time Pro Bowler with the Houston Texans, now up in Philadelphia, New Jersey area. How about that? Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coming up next, well, it happened last night. The worst event of the year, in my opinion, took place. It is terrible to be online, to interact with people during. It is terrible to watch. Everything about it is bad. So it's only natural that I would do a Houston version of it right now. The Houston State of the Sports Union is next with your president, Paul Gallant. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.